As Taylor understood Tobin's order, the van destroyers were going to regain the van. It is what van destroyers did when formations made simultaneous turns. According to doctrine, van destroyers were to speed away from the column at a 25-degree angle to a point 1,000 yards off the flank, where they were to turn and steam parallel to the column until they were able to regain the new van. Duncan was three-quarters around the turn when lookout shouted that they were overrunning Fahrenholt. "Engines one-third," Taylor yelled. "Helm starboard." Johnson spun the wheel back clockwise to dead ahead. Engines slowed. Fahrenholt was idling off the port bow. Taylor studied her, trying to divine what Captain Tobin was up to. Fahrenholt had slowed onto 275 degrees west, which was approximately parallel, as Taylor explained later, to Duncan's course. Seeing Fahrenholt slowed in the direction of Duncan's contact, Taylor now thought Tobin was jockeying prior to launching on a torpedo run. All of a sudden, Taylor believed their radar contact, and he hurried into the pilot house to tell Brian. Inside the pilot house, the gyro repeater was clicking as Duncan's bow came around. Taylor pushed through to the navigation table, where he and Brian whispered together excitedly. Both were naturally aggressive and going into battle for the first time. Everything in their professional careers had led them to this moment. Men nearby sensed their exuberance. The compass repeater's click slowed as the bow lolled onto a westerly course. Suddenly, fire controlmen were shouting that they had a contact. It was at the same range and bearing as the contact the surface search radar had been holding for 8 minutes. With both the FD and FC radars on it, Taylor thought he knew why the cruisers were turning. They had the contact but were maintaining radio silence. It probably never occurred to Taylor to break radio silence to report his contact. Taylor was expecting Fahrenholt to take off on a torpedo run at any moment. Fahrenholt was stopped in the turn for about a minute before lookout spotted Buchanan, still astern Helena. Tobin ordered Lieutenant Commander Seward to take Fahrenholt to the van by the unengaged side, which, as far as they knew, was to starboard. Tobin explained in his after-action report, quote, "Up to this time there had been no contact of enemy forces in the vicinity," unquote, and, given that Scott was expecting to meet the enemy to port, starboard was the unengaged side. At 23:40, Seward ordered Fahrenholt to flank speed on a course 25 degrees west of the column's bearing. On Duncan, portside lookouts were watching the cruisers turning 2.25 miles to the southeast. The black mass that was Salt Lake City was just entering the turn when forward lookouts started shouting that Fahrenholt was moving. "Prepare to come left to course 255, Taylor ordered. "Ahead full." 255 degrees is 25 degrees west of the 230-degree course the U.S. column was on. At 23:41, as Duncan surged ahead, Taylor walked out onto the port wing. In the pilot house, Brian picked up the PA mic and pressed the button to speak, but hesitated. Then he said, "This is it." That was all he said. "This is it." The words resonated throughout the ship. "This is it."